last week to 244,000, a little more than expected, but the rise followed three straight weeks of declines. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Supporters of marijuana use gathering at rallies and celebrations across America today to mark 420 Day. 420 stands for the date, April 20th, but there are a number of stories that try to explain why, for some reason, 420 has become a stoner holiday. Big events are planned in Washington, D.C., San Francisco, and Denver, among other cities. On Capitol Hill, they're planning to hand joints to members of Congress as they stage a big rally there.
The O'Reilly Factor is on, kind of.
No, the O'Reilly Factor is not on at all anymore, as Bill O'Reilly says allegations that led to his ouster at Fox News are, quote, completely unfounded. But in a statement, he expresses his deepest gratitude to the viewers and does wish Fox only the best. That after the network announced yesterday it's cutting ties with the host of the top-rated program, The O'Reilly Factor, after a recent New York Times report claimed that he paid a total of $13 million to several women to settle sexual harassment claims. Authorities in New York investigating a man who might have been stalking Malia Obama. Federal agents detaining the man earlier this month after he allegedly showed up three times at the New York City building where the 18-year-old former first daughter is interning, and he reportedly repeatedly asked her to marry him. And it's getting harder for young adults to make it on their own, it seems. A new census report just out says about a third of U.S. adults aged 18 to 34 are living with their parents. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning at 11:03. It is 54 cloudy degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is scattered showers before 11 a.m., so that time has passed. Mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Tonight, a chance of showers before 2 a.m., then a possible thunderstorm to wake you up between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 11 a.m., patchy fog before 7 a.m. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 64. And then Sunday morning, rain likely, mainly after 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 55.
Did another member of Wham die, Jennifer?
You mean the other one? No, not that I know. I heard the song last night.
Is there a reason for the song before I get into my spiel?
No, I just heard it last night, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
And you like the song. You're a Wham fan.
I like this song. Well, I'm more, like, in the 80s, I'm more, like, particular songs.
Good morning, and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Wimber and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the Friends of HAL book sale, Jennifer, is a scant 1 week away. 1 week and a day. We'll tell you all you need to know about this great community event. Entries are coming in for the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. Save the date, June 3rd. No, I'm sorry, June 10th is the date. June 3rd is the date of Hunterdon County Community Day. June 10th is the Hunterdon County Outdoor Art Show and Sale. You're going to be busy early June. You don't want to miss this other great event. Jennifer just realized that she's still it from a game of tag she played in 1975. We've got lots of great programs and concerts coming up to tell you about. All that and much more. Today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. Why are you shouting?
I don't know. Am I?
Sounds like.
Sorry. Well, I guess the archives will tell all.
I guess so.
Am I shouting? Maybe I am. I was trying to...
They need some arises on these walls or something, because it's really echoey.
Some what?
Arises. Like wall hangings. Like from a medieval castle.
Arras?
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell that?
A-R-R-A-S. In Hamlet...
Sounds like a crossword clue.
It is, actually.
Never heard that word in my life.
And in Hamlet, that's the same guy. Well, hid behind the arras, and he got stabbed through the arras.
Did he? Why was he behind the arras?
He was hiding.
Oh. And they got stabbed accidentally?
No, they were trying to get him.
He's not a very good hider.
No.
I didn't know anything about. I don't know anything about Hamlet. Never read it. Never saw any movie about Hamlet.
There was a Mel Gibson, Glenn Close version in the 90s, and actually,
this song off.
Really, you really don't like that?
I can't stand this song. I like some of George Michael's solo stuff,
like Faith or
Sun. Yeah, Faith is a good song. Do you like that song? I don't mean you have to play it. I'm just telling you. Oh. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, arises. Maybe I should have an arras in my house. That's like a lost decorating thing, having an arras hanging around. Was it like the house seal or something that's on an arras?
I don't. Some of the
coat of arms.
Or sometimes it was a story woven into it. I just read a book.
Or like in
that they told
Harry Potter.
I read a book by Ellen Herrick that they were trying to restore a garden, and the arises in the house told the story of the garden, and the last one was missing, and that had why there was a curse on the garden woven into it.
Gotcha. The movie Brave, the Disney Pixar movie Brave, I think, featured an arras where she ripped it as a young child or something like that, and then it brought bad luck to the house.
That's
terrible.
And then
until she mended it, her mother turned into a bear. A little extreme, I know, but I guess you don't want to take chances.
No.
Maybe that's why there's no arises anymore, because if you harm them in any way, bad luck befalls your house.
It's possible.
I'm not going to tempt fate there, Jennifer.
Do not do that, then.
We're just going to just meander here. Let's start off with the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library Book Sale. Oh, do we have any programs?
On Saturday, the Delaware Valley Bead Club. Bead Society.
All we have this week is the Bead Society?
And a movie.
Slow week at the Hunterdon County Library.
Yeah, it was the week after Easter, and you never know who's going to be off from school. Half the schools are off, half aren't.
Right.
So it's kind of a tough... Well, there was the Hunterdon Central Robotics Club was at the library last night.
Okay. How did that go?
That was really good.
Cool. All right, tell me about the Bead
Society. There's an open house with the Delaware Valley Bead Society on Saturday at the North County Branch Library from 1 to 4. And the members will just be sitting around working on their beading and... They will talk to people, demonstrate some of their works. They are beaders, stringers, wire workers, metalsmiths, glass bead lamp workers, fiber artists, polymer, and precious metal clay artists. So you just walk around, talk to some of them, look at their work. They'll do some demonstrations.
Just some of them?
Just some of a few of them.
The ones that look approachable?
Yes.
Very good, thank you. And next Wednesday, if it was December, Jennifer, and we were talking about an annual visitor, of course, we were talking about Santa Claus, but since it's April, our annual visitor every year will be coming next Wednesday. It's Travis Wetzel, bluegrass fiddler Travis Wetzel. We'll be joining us again for I don't know how many years Travis has been playing for us. That's going to be close to 20 years, too, I bet.
You think?
At least 15 years he's been coming. I bet you closer to 20.
Wow.
So if you've never heard Travis Wetzel perform, he's one of the, and this is not an exaggeration, one of the best bluegrass fiddlers in the country. He's performed on the Grand Ole Opry. He currently lives in Tennessee, which is a bluegrass fiddle central. I don't know. What am I going for? Right?
Yes.
So he lives there, but he always comes up in April to visit us for a show since he used to live in this area. And we're always happy to have him.
And he always says he always stops at Marinelli's. He loves the lasagna.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. He's the guy, huh?
Go ahead.
No. So this is next Wednesday at the Huntington County Library, this Wednesday, April 26th at 7 p.m. We still have some room, so if you'd like to attend the show, why don't you give us a call at 788-1434, and we'll reserve some seats for you. You can reserve as many seats as you want as long as we are under the limit. You can also reserve a seat online. Just go to hclibrary.us, go to the events calendar in the bottom right corner, click on that, and then all our flyers will come up, or click on the calendar date, April 26th, and then you'll have the option of reserving seats that way. All of the programs, concerts, and speakers that Jennifer and I talk about are on that events calendar. So if you want any further details about any of our programs, just go there. And everything that you would ever want to know.
And if you were paying attention during the first part of the program, we were talking a little bit about Hamlet. On Tuesday night, the North County Branch Garden Club will welcome Mike Koenig, horticulturalist, who will talk about Witch's Brew, Macbeth's Witch's Brew. Most readers today believe these horrible ingredients.
That's a very thin connection there, Jennifer. We weren't talking about Macbeth.
We were talking about Hamlet,
right?
Which is a Shakespeare play, Shakespeare tragedy, a history about a king.
Then you say, since we were talking about Shakespeare earlier in the program, that's how you connect it.
It's connected in my head. In the Witch's Brew from Hamlet are all true, when in fact they are herbs, spices, and flowers. So it's really not eye of newt or toe of frog. Those are herbs and spices. The audience of the time would have recognized these.
What are you talking about? What is the... He's going to make some kind of witch's brew?
No, he's going to talk about the ingredients in Macbeth's witch's brew.
Oh.
Double trial and
error. This is the garden club?
Yes. They're going to have a horticulturalist.
And which ingredient is actually a plant?
They all are.
Eye of newt?
Yes.
Is a plant?
Yes.
What are you talking about? I mean, you've lost me today.
Oh, my goodness. Did you read
is
the flyer? You didn't
really
make this
plant?
Flyer. You didn't make the flyer.
Let me see it.
You didn't, I can tell.
How can you tell that?
Because there's no margins. Most readers today would believe these horrible ingredients listed in the Witch's Brew from Macbeth are true, when in fact they are all herbs, spices, and flowers. The audience of the time would have recognized these, and instead of concocting an evil poisonous brew, they would have known that it in fact was a tonic of protection.
Is that true, Jennifer?
It is. The presenter will give a list of gruesome ingredients to the audience and let them test their common name knowledge. She will also relate some herb lore of the day. It's Tuesday night at 7 p.m.
Nothing like some good herb lore. To spice up your night.
I'm not going down that road.
Herb lore. Okay. Let's go to our first commercial break. How about, Jennifer? Because herb lore, that's just sitting in my craw right now.
All right. Well, let's get it out of your craw, and we'll be back with Today in History.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100inChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry, and I'm about to quiz her about events that happened on this date, which is April
20th.
I hope I had that date right. April 20th. This time every week, I ask her about some events in years past and also some people who were born or who have died on April 20th. See how well she knows her history. Here we go. Let's start with 1861, Jennifer.
It sounds like the Civil War to me, Jim.
It sure does, doesn't it? A very sad day for the North, Jennifer, who resigns his commission in the U.S. Army in order to command the forces of the state of Virginia.
Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee is correct. He was probably the most brilliant mind in the Civil War, and he decided to fight for the South, which...
And we know how that turned out.
Prolonged that war, I think, much longer than if he had fought for the North. That's just my opinion. Do you agree? What are you doing?
I do. I'm all tangled up.
Let's go up to 1916, Jennifer. Who plays the first game at Wegman Park and defeated the Cincinnati Reds 7-6 in 11 innings on this date in 1916?
The Chicago Black Sox.
The right city. It'd help if you knew that Wegman Park is now called Wrigley Field.
Chicago Cubs.
That is correct. The current World Series champion.
It boggles the mind.
Okay, in 1918, Jennifer, Manfred von Richthofen, a.k.a.
The Red Baron,
has his final air victories before his death the final day. My question to you is, how many... planes did the Red Baron shoot down in his illustrious or infamous career as a German? Are you going to look it up right in front of me?
No. Turn the volume back up.
How many planes did the Red Baron shoot down? I'll give you a plus or minus of 5.
53 is what comes to mind.
53?
I'm sure it's a lot more than... I'm sure it's over 100.
It's not over 100.
It isn't.
No. He shot down 2 on this date. And it was number 79 and 80. And then I don't know what happened to him the next day. But he died. Okay, Jennifer, 1946. What dissolved on this date, giving most of its power to the United Nations?
The League of Nations.
The League of Nations is correct. Why did they dissolve? What was wrong with them? Why didn't that work?
I don't know specifically, but...
They were obviously put together right after the... Or
I'd say like the World War II thing didn't really
happen. Maybe they were saying, wait a minute, the League of Nations allowed a World War II and we got to think of something else?
Yeah.
Okay, so they must have been in existence for... I thought maybe they were formed right after World War II.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay, Jennifer, a big failure in the U.S. On this date in 1961. Military event happened on this date that
the Bay of
failed?
Pigs
Bay of Pigs is correct.
I really could have helped you out a lot sooner, but.
So why did that fail? Do we know?
I do not off the top of my head.
You're a military person? There's actually a lot of bad things happened on this date, Jennifer. 1999 is a day people will always remember.
It's Waco.
No.
But
how Waco. Do you remember this?
Oklahoma.
No. Incorrect.
That was a couple days ago.
13 people are killed and 24 people are injured before these two gunmen committed suicide themselves, where? Columbine High School massacre was on this date in 1999. It was the first female driver in history to win an Indy car race. It was actually the Indy Japan 300. No.
Danica, whatever.
Yeah, Danica Patrick.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Why do you doubt yourself?
Because that's what I do. Everybody needs a hobby.
Okay, Jennifer, in 2010, a drilling rig explodes in the Gulf of Mexico, killing 11 workers and beginning an oil spill that would last 6 months. Kiko's answering along at home, and I know he knows this one.
Well, because he went to help clean it up, probably.
No, I don't think he did. I'll give you the hint in a moment.
It's not the Exxon Valdez, which is the only...
Incorrect.
Yeah, no, I said it's...
That was a ship.
I know.
This was a rig.
Don't know.
They just made a movie about it, which supposedly was very good.
Yeah. I don't know. But I know that I've seen the previews.
Kiko, I'm sure, is typing as we speak, is the Deepwater Horizon.
I've seen the previews.
I haven't seen the movie, but I believe he... And there it is.
Well, Kiko's very smart. Does he know when the League of Nations started?
Kiko, when did the League of Nations start?
Well, what, he couldn't hear me ask?
No, maybe not. Okay, born on this date, Jennifer. In 1850, Daniel Chester French was born. I'm surprised I remembered who this gentleman
was. Daniel Chester French?
Yes.
The only French I know was the butler on Family Affair.
Mr. French, what was Mr. French's first name?
Giles.
It was? You're not sure about that. Did they ever say his first name?
No, there were two. He had a cousin who was, and I'm not sure which one was. One was Giles and one was... I forget what the other one was. There were two Mr. Frenches.
In the Family Affair?
Yeah, one was a cousin. Yeah, Sebastian Cabot left for a while.
Really? Mm-hmm. And then came back?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I don't know who Daniel's.
What else was Sebastian Cabot provided the voice, a famous voice in a Disney film?
Oh, I know he was in the remake of Miracle on 34th Street.
That's not a Disney film.
No, I know it's not.
It's a Disney classic Disney cartoon made during Walt Disney's life.
Don't know.
He was Bagheera, the panther, in the Jungle Book.
Oh.
There you go.
Hmm.
You're welcome. A little added trivia for you.
So I don't know 1950.
Daniel Chester French, Jennifer, was the sculptor, most famous for sculpting the Lincoln statue in the Lincoln Memorial.
Hmm.
I only know this because I've been to his house. It's in Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
He invited you over for tea?
No, it was on a tour.
I see.
And I learned all about Daniel Chester French.
Hmm.
Okay, Jennifer, I know you're going to know this one. I'll bet $1 million. 1851, born on this date, young Tom Morris.
He's a famous golfer. And there's a movie out about him right now, Tommy's Honor.
Yes, Jennifer's been Scottish. Talking about nonstop for the last 2 weeks. Jennifer, by the way, the League of Nations was founded in 1914, and it dissolved before World War II.
Well, you said it dissolved in 1946. Oh, no, you said it.
There was, I guess, a little interim time there, Jennifer.
I see. Okay.
So young Tom Morris, did you know young Tom Morris actually died at the age of 24?
Well, great. Now you've ruined the movie for me.
I have?
It's not going to have a happy ending.
Well, he won 4 consecutive British Opens.
I'd like...
Which is more than any golfer has ever done, even to this date. That's not what they're going to be talking about.
No. Okay.
His father, of course, was old Tom Morris. 1937, George Takei was born. He's actually a very famous social media person now. He's got a very popular social media site.
Oh, the names are so familiar.
Most famous for playing Sulu on Star Trek. Sulu.
Well, what's a social media claim to
fame? I don't know. He's got a very funny social media site, and he comes out with observations or something.
I see.
Okay, Jennifer, 1941, Ryan O'Neill was born.
He is an actor. He was in Love Story.
That's correct. Good-looking guy. What else was he in? I think he blew his career after Love Story. He took a lot of bad things. Wasn't he in the main event or something with a?
Oh my gosh, with Barbara Streisand, yeah. He sure was.
So you liked this movie?
I loved the song. the theme. I loved the theme card.
Unbelievable. Was she the boxer or was he the boxer?
She was.
She was the boxer?
I think she was.
Oh, God. This could be unwatchable. It wasn't her. It had to be him.
I don't think so.
They don't have women boxers back when this movie was made.
It was in the 70s.
I mean, that's not why. I know. He was probably the boxer and she was the love interest. It's got to be. Please tell me she's not the boxer.
No, she wasn't. She was a perfume magnet.
And she sponsored him or something, yeah. And they fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. You never even hear people even mention that movie, ever.
Oh, but it was an awesome disco song.
He was also, wasn't he in his big hit, wasn't a Paper Moon, though? Wasn't it with his daughter?
Yes.
Or his sister? His daughter. Tatum O'Neill was his daughter?
We'll find out.
That's Ryan O'Neill, born in the state in 1941, Jennifer. In 1949,
In Peyton Place on TV.
Jessica Lange was born.
He
is
was
Ryan O'Neill still alive?
Yeah, and he was in Barry Lyndon.
He's in Barry Lyndon?
Yeah.
It's in Barry Lyndon.
It was a movie. He's 76. He was in Paper Moon.
Yep.
Barry Lyndon was a Stanley Kubrick movie.
I don't really know too much about it. I thought I saw the other day that this next person, Jessica Lange, I asked you, by the way, 1949.
Oh, she was in. She was one of the voices in Who Killed Roger Rabbit. Yeah, she was.
What? Jessica Lange, Jennifer.
She's been in a million things. Was she driving Miss Daisy?
No,
she was in Roger Rabbit.
That was Jessica Tandy.
Right, no, Jessica, she was in Roger Rabbit.
No, Jessica Rabbit was the name of the...
No, but wasn't she the voice?
You're going to name every Jessica you can think of until you come up with Jessica Lange. Jennifer, she was in Tootsie. She was in a million things.
Don't talk to me about Tootsie.
She was in Big Fish. She was in... she played Patsy Cline in Sweet Dreams.
But I thought she was the model for the...
She's in this Betty Joan rivalry thing that's just on TV now.
Mm-hmm.
She's not the voice of... You're just going to have to drop it, Jennifer.
I thought she was the model for it. For Jessica Rabbit.
No, I doubt it. It was probably Mae West or somebody.
Okay. I don't know who Jessica Lange is.
You're going to try to find some shred of why you think...
Well, I'd like to know why I think such a thing.
I thought I saw on social media that Jessica Lange died, but I guess that
What's
was some kind of
social media?
Hoax. I don't know. It's a new term I'm throwing out here today.
What social media do you
mean? Do you mean social media?
What do you follow?
Facebook.
Oh. Well, you know, there's other forums.
I know, but that's all you're on is Facebook.
No. I'm on Instagram.
I've been watching you be on Facebook most of this radio program.
I'm not on Facebook.
What's that?
Wikipedia.
Crispin Glover was born on the state in 1964.
Oh, she's another actress. I have no idea what she's in.
It's not a she, first of all.
Kristen?
Crispin.
Oh, Crispin. Oh, no, then he's an actor. He's British, but I have no idea.
I don't believe he's British. He's most famous for playing George McFly in Back to the Future.
Oh, really? As
an
adult?
The father.
George as a McFly. Child?
No, as when they went back in time, he was his father.
Right, but as a child, like as a teenager.
No, you're thinking of what's his name went back in time.
Yeah.
Marty, why can't I think of his name? The actor.
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, when Michael J. Fox went back in time,
yeah.
And he saw his father in the soda shop, that was Crispin Glover.
And he was a teenager then.
Oh yeah, he was in high school.
Yeah.
Okay, now I get your point. Yeah, but he was his father before he was his father. Andy Serkis was also born on the same date as Crispin Glover, 1964.
I do not know who Andy Serkis is.
Andy Serkis played Smeagol.
I don't even know what a Smeagol is.
In the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Nope.
Gollum or whatever. He had two names. Gollum. Smeagol. And then died on this date, Jennifer, Benny Hill.
Oh, he was a British comedian of questionable taste. He had a British TV series.
That's correct. What famous movie was he in? Famous children's movie.
I was going to say Monty Python, but no.
Famous children's movie. He played the
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Correct, toy maker in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And finally, this is for you too, Jennifer. Died on this day, Christopher Robin Milne.
He was A.A. Milne's son. He was the model for Christopher Robin in the books.
What books?
Winnie the Pooh. That book.
You're correct. Very good, Jennifer. You know your history. Somewhat. Except for Jessica Lange, obviously.
I have trouble with pop culture, you know that. All right, so I've been booking people left and right this week. And I even booked some summer programs because she took me to task last year, yes, check the archives, that I did not book any programs in the summer.
I did.
You did.
Did I get on you and you actually listened to me?
No, I didn't listen to you. But so in July, we're going to have a Chopped Teen Champion, Cameron Kohler, is going to come talk to us. And I actually saw her last night.
So what's Chopped Teen?
Chopped is a Food Network series where they have chefs, professional chefs typically compete. They have a basket of really bizarre ingredients. And
they got to make something out of
it. They have to make an appetizer.
Is that the one they go through the supermarket? Like,
no.
They got to buy the stuff first? Okay.
No, and they have like a really well-stocked pantry. And Scott Cohn and Freitag, I forget her first name.
Freitag is her last name?
Yeah.
Freitag?
Mm-hmm. Or Freitag. The Freitag I knew in high school was Freitag. Anyway, but they're the judge. There's some celebrity judges.
You knew more
judges.
Than one Freitag.
I did. Amanda, I think, is just the cook's first name. Anyway, Cameron was on Chopped, and she was one of the teen champions. And she will be here on July 13th.
That's
I saw her
awesome.
Last night. She's very excited about coming.
That's very nice.
Yes.
Well done, Jennifer.
Thank you. And then I had Kara Richardson-Whiteley contact me on Monday, and I was really surprised. But then I realized she's a hiker. She's a 300-pound hiker who made it to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. She tried three times, and she did finally get to the top.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And she has a second book coming out. It's actually been pushed to the spring. I thought it was coming out in August. And she's friends with Jennifer Farr Davis, who we had last September.
Yes, she was a very good speaker.
Which is, I think, how I figured.
And her husband has the coolest name of all time.
Brew. So, and actually, Kara will be calling in. We're going to try and set up August 10th for Kara to call into the radio show. And then she will be here at the library on August 15th.
Look at you.
And then
not taking the summer off.
No, I'm not taking the summer off. I have a couple other ideas. And then Martha McDowell, who is a gardener. She lives up in Chatham, New Jersey. And she has a special interest in author garden connection. She wrote a book about Beatrix Potter's gardens in the Lake District and did a presentation on that at the library a few years ago. She wrote a book on Washington White House gardens. And her book coming out in September, I'm absolutely thrilled about, is Laura Ingalls Wild World. And I got a review copy from Ann Mays at Workman earlier this week.
And you're already finished with it?
I am not finished because I got three really great books this week. And I'm very excited. Oh, so you were talking about social media before. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram.
You are?
I am.
Oh, my God.
So yesterday I tweeted.
Next step, get cable TV.
No. So I tweeted yesterday, I got Wiley Cash's next book, The Last Ballad. And this is what I love about Twitter. Like 5 seconds later, he sent me a message. Oh, I'm so glad you shouted out about this. Let me know how you like the book. I mean, here's this author. Like it connects people.
Right. So you really like people. Twitter?
I do, and I'm gonna invite Wiley Cash onto our show one day.
I'm impressed that you've embraced these new technologies, even more than I have. I can't get past Facebook. I don't know why Twitter just doesn't appeal to me.
Twitter I use for...
And what is Instagram there?
Twitter I use for other publishing professionals and authors and things and other librarians.
LinkedIn, Jennifer, put it
no
on
LinkedIn.
Your list.
Instagram is just you post pictures. And again, I mostly have publishing professionals on that.
But in LinkedIn, you can get in with all these authors and all these... I guarantee all these authors you're talking about are on LinkedIn. And then all these other librarians, too. And then you all connect that way. That's your next step.
All right.
Tell me about Instagram.
Instagram, it's pictures. It's
So you just send pictures out?
Mm-hmm.
So you do with about the library or about your personal life?
No, no. I do books and things. The library doesn't have an Instagram. That's a long story.
Okay.
But we have a Facebook. We don't keep the Twitter up. But in April, I sent at least one post for every day in April.
To
Facebook for the library. And I'm working on it for May as well. What does Kiko have to say now?
The United States was never a member of the League of Nations.
I thought Roosevelt was involved in that.
Obviously not.
I guess not.
And obviously it probably fell apart because of World War II.
I would say so. And because of lack of the U.S. involvement. I would kind of think if you don't have the U.S. supporting you.
Well, you got to think about that. Before then, U.S. wasn't really a world power, Jennifer.
No.
Before World War II, we weren't you really. Hitler ignored us.
I think today's his birthday.
I think it is, because, and I ignored it because I didn't want to promote that guy.
But
like
you know,
Sean Spicer does.
But if you had to say one of the most influential people of the 20th century, wouldn't you say he was one? Not positive.
Yeah, well, somebody you remember, yes. He made history in a bad way. But
right, and he influenced a lot of things.
I know,
what does Kiko have to say?
I decided not to include him because I'm mad at him.
I didn't think you would.
It was before Roosevelt, you said.
Okay. No, I didn't mean FDR, but that's beside the
You mean Theodore Roosevelt? Mm-hmm. Or what was I just going to say? Okay, let's get off of Hitler,
yes.
Obviously.
Yes. So anyway, so that's what, yes.
That's what?
So I'm going to try to get Wiley Cash to do an interview.
Very good.
I think that would be pretty cool. But, and it also, it kind of cuts out the middleman. You can just call, you can just like send a message to these
So why don't we do Twitter with the library?
We do, but somebody would actually have to send tweets.
Somebody. I know somebody.
Yeah, she's a little busy sending the Facebook posts for the month.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thanks, Jim.
Kiko says it was Woodrow Wilson.
That's who I was thinking of. Thank you, Kiko.
Democrat.
Is that a problem?
He had to clarify that. Republican senators would not ratify.
Thank you, Kiko. That's who I was thinking of.
You were thinking of Jessica Lange.
I was not thinking of Jessica Lange.
All right, it's time for commercials.
It's not.
Okay, let's talk about the books then. Or what else do you have? You have something for me over there?
No, we have 8 minutes. No, I just talked for like 5 minutes about Twitter.
You tired?
I am.
Are you tired over there? Okay, the Friends of HCL book sale is 8 days away. 8 days. Before that 8 days, I got to tell you about one more book drive they're having. The books are rolling in, Jennifer. All the lobbies of the libraries are filled with books. But we have one more official book drive at the fairgrounds down at Ringo's this Saturday, April 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you have a large quantity of books that you would like to donate to the book sale, just throw them in your car, drive down to the fairgrounds, and we'll unload your car for you. If you have smaller quantities of books, we're accepting them at any of the library locations. Just drop them off in our lobby.
And actually, right
now,
we'll
take care of them for you.
At the North County branch, they're sorting this week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you brought larger quantities, they would take them right into the meeting room.
Very good. Good tip. Thank you. And then the book sale itself is next Saturday, April 29th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's an early bird 2 hours from 8 to 10 if you're a Friends of the Hunterdon County Library member, which you can join by going to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and the Friends have their own little special page on our webpage. Or you can pay $20 and just get in 2 hours free. But if you want to just come in for free, come at 10. The hours are 10 to 5 on Saturday, April 29th. And then on Sunday, April 30th, the hours are 10 to 3, and it's half price day. All the books from the day before will be half price, just to explain it a little further, Jennifer. And then on Monday, if you didn't think you could discount any more from half price day, Monday's bag day, Monday, May 1st. Hours are 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll give you a bag. You give us $5, and you fill that bag with as many books as you can humanly fit in a bag. What will be for sale at the book sale? We'll have all manners of hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, books on CD, DVDs, LPs, music CDs, and video games, and sheet music. Once again, this is at the 4-H Fairgrounds down in off of 179, just south of Ringgoes, New Jersey. You can't miss it, and it's coming up next weekend. And finally, the money raised from the annual book sale benefits your local library and its patrons. The book sale is the main fundraiser for the Friends of the Honey County Library and a community event. Whether you make a donation, volunteer your time, or just come and buy books, your support is appreciated. For more information, Jennifer, you can email the Friends of the Hunter County Library at FOHCLFriends, all one word, at gmail.com.
And your membership cards should be coming in the mail shortly. I'm waiting for mine.
Oh, yeah? If you, they'll be there before the book sale. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
You're not worried.
I'm not worried.
They probably have a list. Mm-hmm. You can walk up and say, well, you're on the list. They'll take care of it. They're not going to, the Friends are a very, very organized group, Jennifer. They'll take care of it. I have every faith in them.
We got 3 more applications in the mail today.
For Friends book, that's awesome.
Yes, they're still coming in.
Speaking of applications coming in the mail, we're getting close to about, I think we're over 30 entries into the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale.
That's good.
If you're a local artist, we accept the first 75 entries. The entry deadline is until Thursday, June 1st, but I would get it in as soon as possible. There's 3 categories for exhibitors: students grade 7 through high school, adult, amateurs, 18 and over, and adult professionals. There's a nominal entry fee. We accept all mediums except photography, and that's because we have a dedicated photography show in the fall at the Hunterdon County Library. We have judges that will be awarding best in show and first place in each category. There'll also be honorable mention ribbons, and there'll also be a public's choice award. Each exhibitor will have a 4-foot by 8-foot section of snow fence to display as much work as they want. The work will be for sale. Expect a big crowd that day. This is Saturday, June 10th. Did I say that? Did I neglect to say the date right off the bat? That's a big faux pas.
Well, not as big of a faux pas as announcing it was June 3rd earlier in the show.
Well, I corrected it immediately. HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale is Saturday, June 10th. If you're just coming to attend, Saturday, June 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We do have a rain date of June 17th, which is a week later. So 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on June 10th, come to the Hunterdon County Library. Browse the snow fences. You might find something that will fit perfectly in your living room to buy. You can meet all these local artists. We'll have the Jugtown Mountain String Band performing. We'll also have Kona Ice on hand to provide refreshments. So it's a great day. You want to bring a picnic lunch and a chair, a blanket, and hang out under the trees and spend some time with us. You're more than welcome. This is the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, Saturday, June 10th. From 10 to 3. And now it's time for our last commercial break. We'll be back with trivia or something right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with Jim Thatch, and Jim Gonneau will be in 15 short minutes to take care of business. And before the break, Jim requested some trivia.
I want some trivia, Jennifer. Okay. I don't know why.
Okay.
Kiko's listening. I'm sure he'll enjoy a little, too.
All right. So here we go. 20 questions. This actor, performer, singer is famous for his roadshow movies with Bing Crosby and for entertaining U.S. troops through most of the war.
Bob Hope.
I'm not giving any choices.
Good. I don't want them.
Many very eager martyrs just stay under napkins is a memory device to help remember the order of the planets. What do we call this?
No, that's good. I can't remember offhand. You have to give me the choice.
It's a mnemonic.
Okay.
Who played the title character in Austin Powers, The Shy Spy Who Shagged Me?
Mike Myers.
Very tough spelling bee. The wool of the undercoat of the musk ox.
What are you talking about?
The wool, how do you spell the wool of the undercoat of the musk ox? It's quiviet.
Yeah. Let's skip the spelling ones, please.
Pick one. The coins of the Roman Empire were struck from one of these combinations of substance. Gold and bronze, gold and silver, gold, silver, and bronze, or silver and bronze.
I don't think gold was in there. Silver and bronze.
Edith Bowling Galt was the president of the aforementioned Woodrow Wilson. She was also the first lady, what first lady in the White House? International ladies cricket player to have climbed Mount Everest, of Native American ancestry, or a former convict?
Convict. I don't know. I lost interest in that question.
Okay. The name of this gas comes from Greek for water former.
Of this gas, water former?
Yes. Helium, oxygen, hydrogen, or nitrogen?
I'm going to guess it's hydrogen, Jennifer.
Nirvana smells like teen spirit.
Yes.
Insecticide, bleach, Nevermind, In Utero. What album do I come from?
Nevermind.
Which river with headwaters in the Rocky Mountains flow into the Gulf of California? The Columbia River, Missouri River, Mississippi River, Rio Grande, or Colorado River?
The Columbia.
By definition, what is a hedgehog?
An animal.
Any of several small mammals having a back covered with spines. What is a synonym for self-restraint or abstinence? Epicene, Encratty, Everett, or Edia?
I didn't understand more than one word of that sentence. What did you say?
What is a synonym for self-restraint or abstinence?
Go ahead.
What is thrown at a wedding to represent...
You didn't give me the choices.
Oh. Epicene, Encratty, Everett, Edia.
I don't know if you pronounced any of those correctly.
I don't think I did.
Go ahead. You pick one.
What is thrown at weddings to represent?
Rice. What is it? Fertility?
Happiness and long life.
Oh.
We threw birdseed at my wedding. In
That's
March,
very good. Because what, rice chokes birds or something? Is that what you're going to tell me?
I don't know. In March 1968 issue, whom did Life magazine call the most spectacular guitarist in the world? George Harrison, Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, or Chet Atkins?
Either Clapton or Hendrix. What year?
1968.
Let's go with Hendrix.
Biblical tabloid headlines. Three Hebrew men thrown into hot furnace but walk out unharmed. A fourth man was seen in furnace but his whereabouts are unknown. Which of these was not in the fiery furnaces? Abednego, Shadrach, Abel, or Meshach?
Shadrach.
No, Shadrach was in the fiery.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm guessing. Shadrach was a slave, a book by the guy who wrote Prince of Tides.
Pat Conroy.
Hmm.
It was also a book by the name of a dog.
About
an
old slave that came back to his plantation to die.
Yes.
You've read it?
Uh-huh.
You have?
I have. Name the 1954 book which was written by Ray Bradbury, Fahrenheit.
I know. You just answered it.
No, what's the second word?
Oh, 451.
Blank. It was a number. Think of a number. Jimmy Stewart, Weird Al, or I Am Pi all graduated with degrees in which field?
I Am Pei. What?
Jimmy Stewart, Weird Al, and I Am Pei all graduated.
Must it be engineering or architecture or something?
Architecture is a choice. I'm losing interest. Which athlete was knighted in 1975 for his achievements in athletics? The first man ever to run a sub-4-minute mile.
Bannister.
Banned Book Week special. Shakespeare's works. Did you know this is Banned Book Week?
No.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to tell, would you?
Why?
Because usually children's departments.
We should announce this on the library show that it's Banned Book Week.
I know, but we don't have a display.
Do they still ban books?
Yes, they do.
Do they? Well, name a book that's been banned.
It tried to be banned, Harry Potter.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's anti-religion or something?
Shakespeare's works, Shakespeare again, it all comes back to Shakespeare, have also been controversial. Which of the following statements is true? Hamlet was effectively but not officially banned.
You're going to have to answer this one, Jennifer.
By Stalin. Macbeth was banned because it dealt with witchcraft and black magic.
Yes.
Twelfth Night was banned on the grounds that it encouraged homosexuality.
All of them.
All of them, you're correct. What famous highway has a branch that runs from Chicago
66.
To Miami?
Oh, Route 1. No, wait, Chicago to Miami?
How many times do you want to guess? Transcontinental Railway, Dixie Highway, Santa Fe Trail, or Route 66?
I guess 66.
You're just going to keep guessing until you get it right? Which large
What's
animal
wrong with that?
Produces an offspring which is only an inch long? A lion, red kangaroo, polar bear, or ostrich?
A kangaroo.
Did you see April finally gave birth to the giraffe?
Where was that zoo at?
I don't remember. What,
like in
Baltimore?
New York or something?
I thought it was Baltimore.
No, it's not Baltimore.
Bob Hope did perform with Bing Crosby in all the Roadshow movies. Mnemonic.
Kiko knew that one, Mnemonic.
It's a memory device. I'm sure he did. Most people do.
I didn't know it. I thought Mnemonic was a kind of tire. Is that how you pronounce it, by the way?
Mnemonic, yeah.
Hey, there's no U in there.
Mnemonic. You have a hard time with Mike Myers.
Well, there's no U in it.
Was the title character of Austin Powers' The Spy Who Shagged Me? I did spell Quiviet correct, the undercoat of a muskox. Roman coins did have gold, silver, and bronze. Edith Wilson was of Native American ancestry, which I guessed. She was the ninth generation descendant of Pocahontas. Hydrogen does mean water former. Nevermind does have the song Smells Like Teen Spirit. It is the Colorado River with headwaters in the Rocky Mountain. A hedgehog is any of several small mammals having a black back covered with spines.
And you want some water?
No, thank you. It's been sitting there for God knows how long. And Cardi is the synonym for self-restraint or abstinence. You throw rice at a wedding to represent happiness, fertility, and long life. Jimi Hendrix was called the most spectacular guitarist of the world. My Life in 1968. Abel was not in the fiery furnace. Fahrenheit 451 was written in 1954. That's also a banned book. Weird Al Jimmy Stewart and I.M. Pei did have degrees in architecture. Roger Bannister was knighted in 1975 for running the sub-4-minute mile. All these statements about Shakespeare's work were true. Dixie Highway was the highway that runs from Chicago to Miami, and Red Kangaroo's offspring are only 1 inch long. So you got 16 out of 20. And one was the spelling question. That funny word. We got right. The synonym.
Oh.
All right, so we have 3 minutes left. What do you want to talk about?
Whatever you want.
I don't want to talk about anything. You'd better talk, because I'm going to choke to death. Talk about the summer concerts.
The summer concerts have all been booked. The flyers will be out shortly. Actually, if you go to the book sale, we'll be happy to give you a flyer listing all of our summer concerts. We have 5 this year, and also new this year is where they're going to be at 2 different locations, not only at the Huntington County Library, but the North County Branch Library as well. A little different this year. This year we'll be kicking it off on July 19th. All these concerts start at 6:30 p.m. They're sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. You're welcome to bring a blanket or chair and a picnic dinner and spend some time with us. So July 19th, the Dan Butera Dixieland Band will kick things off. They'll play a set of Dixieland favorites, and then after a short break, switch gears and play a set of swing favorites. Either way, you're guaranteed to be dancing on the lawn. July 26th, we move up to the North County Branch Library. There's a ball field right behind the community center next to the library. Perfect place for a concert. You can even walk in from town. The Long Hill String Band will perform on July 26th. Bring the family to a fun-filled evening of all-time American music. Clap your hands, tap your toes, and sing along to the country folk blues. 2 country folk blues. Get up and dance. I can't even read this. Get up and dance, Jennifer. Let me get this close to my face. To old-time jigs and reels and swing your partner, if you'd like. We're back at the Huntington County Library on Wednesday, August 2nd at 6:30 p.m., and we welcome back the Blauenberg Band, founded in 1890 and part of a great tradition that began when towns depended on their own people to provide live music. The band is one of the oldest community bands in the state and among the most active. Back up to the North County Branch, Jennifer, the next Wednesday, August 9th, 6:30 p.m., the Summer Swing Orchestra. John Nobile's Summer Swing Orchestra is a big band playing the sounds of the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. Consisting of 17 pieces, the band has over 200 arrangements. And then finally, back at the Huntington County Library, our final concert, August 16th, we welcome back the British Invasion Years. More than just the Beatles, the British Invasion tributes performance is 3 shows in one. First, you'll hear songs by iconic British groups, followed by the American musical response, concluding with a tribute to the Fab Four. So a great series of concerts on our outdoor stage, which is facing Route 12 at the Huntington County Library. We have a nice little sloping hill that you can sit on. Perfect place. The band's sound echoes off the library walls right out into the crowd, and then at the North County Branch. I'm kind of interested to see how that's going to work out, but
Are you going to go up to
them? I'm going to go to attend one of the two, at least, if not both. Nice. I have a feeling I'll be going up to both.
Oh, I have that feeling, too. Well, I think I hear Jim Gano out in the hallway, so it is time to go.
Oh, gosh, we're late.
We are. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. I'm really happy, actually, that Fox made the decision to put women's rights above the bottom line, because this man brought in a lot of revenue to the network.
That's Wendy Walsh, the first woman who filed sexual harassment allegations against now former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly. Walsh saying there was a reason why she spoke up.
I really just wanted to speak for the five women who had been silenced through confidentiality agreements and could not talk about what happened to them.
21st Century Fox announcing yesterday it's cutting ties with the TV star because of fallout from the sexual harassment allegations. O'Reilly insists in a statement he was shown the exit door due to, quote, completely unfounded claims. The Trump administration's reviewing the Iran nuclear deal, according to Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who says it's already clear the agreement does not achieve the objective of a non-nuclear Iran. This is USA Radio.